Greetings, salutations, and welcome to the Plain Stalkers Podcast, a show by casuals for casuals. I'm your host, Will Benson, joined as always by my, hey, we took a week off, but that's because my house is making like Noah's Ark co-host, Aramis Perez. Aramis, how are you tonight, sir?
I was able to put the scuba gear away finally after, you know, Friday night, Saturday morning.
Yeah, that was insane, dude. You were just telling me all about it, but let's get, you know what, that sounds like a... All right, so we're an untap, upkeep, and draw. We want to start our show off the way we start it every week. We want to remind you that this episode of the Plain Stalkers Podcast is sponsored by Kerwin's Game Store. Kerwin's Game Store is New York State's premier source for collectible card games, tabletop games, miniatures, comic books, retro video games, and toys. With their clean, open gaming areas available to everyone at no charge someday when COVID goes away, Kerwin's provides a fun and inviting atmosphere for new and experienced gamers alike. With locations that are open in both Catskill and on the second floor of the Poughkeepsie Galleria in Poughkeepsie, New York, Kerwin's Game Store is the best place in gaming. Now, they have a great new website. Well, it's not really new anymore. It was new for COVID, but I mean, we're about 6 months out of COVID. So, but you can find them at KGS Online. That's KiteGoSamuelOnline.com. And if you use the promo code PlainsTalkers2020 at checkout, you get 5% off any online order. So make sure you do that. I used it a lot during Zendikar Rising. So very, very exciting around that. And one other thing we want to do is we want to remind you guys that we want to recognize our Planeswalker patrons. That's Matt, Johnny, Bell, Anthony, Steve, Ian, Walter, George, Josh, Jonathan, Dave, Zach, and our newest Planeswalker, Brian. We want to say thank you very much for being who you guys are, for coming alongside the show. We did have our Planeswalker call this past week. Weekend, Aramis couldn't get in, obviously, because he was too busy, you know. I'm glad to be here. But, we did get it done, and he's actually seen the video and the recording, so we've got a lot of great information from that we'll talk about in second main. But Aramis, like, wow, what a weekend. What a week, huh?
Yeah, what a week. Good. Dried out.
Right?
Yeah, so, you know, I streamed a lot last week. In between all that, you know, my house decided to destroy itself somehow. I don't know if I, like... met up with a singularity or something, but stuff just started breaking everywhere. Uh-oh. In the middle of all this, he's untapping. I don't know what he's untapping. I don't care.
I'm untapping. We'll find out in a second. Dogfish Head 90-minute IPA.
All right.
It's going to
awesome.
Be a fun show.
Sounds good.
Okay, sorry.
I'm scared.
You
So, yeah, no, my wife was washing dishes on, I think, Tuesday night, and she's like, why is the floor wet? The rug here is really wet. I'm like, well, maybe we just, you know, spilled some water over the sink. That happens when you're washing dishes every now and then. So we open up the cabinet underneath, and the trap part of the pipe,
right,
the pipe right after that goes down into the ground,
yeah,
there's a crack running along the entire
PVC?
Exterior around it. No, metal.
Holy cow.
And I was like, okay, well, that's where it's coming from. It's not like flowing super heavy, but it's a steady trickle,
right?
So I'm like, all right, we're gonna have to replace this part of the pipe. I get the wrench and I start to turn the I guess the fastener or the nut or whatever you want to call it. And the pipe shatters.
Wow.
It had corroded to the point where the chrome finish was the only thing holding it together.
Wow, so the pipe inside the chrome is completely gone.
Gone. It's gone. So I'm like, well, I guess we're going to Lowe's, hon. So we got PVC. We got everything to work. It took about maybe 2 or 3 hours. Cost like $20.
Yeah.
Which was great. And then we're like, all right, cool. That's awesome. So on Friday, we noticed that we were doing some cleaning up because we were going to have some company over the weekend. And we had noticed this musty smell in our bedroom.
Right.
Which is connecting to the bathroom. So we had gotten a new mattress earlier in the week, and we had pulled the bed back. We'd noticed the smell. We noticed it like a little damp spot. We thought maybe it was just a fluky thing.
Right.
So the next, that Saturday morning, I go into the crawl space where the tub is at, and I'm like, just for, you know, shits and giggles, can you turn on the faucets for the tub? And she turns it on, and it's like, it's just flowing straight from the tap onto the floor underneath the tub.
Oh.
So I'm like, what the hell is this? Is there a leak in the drain itself? So I go back into the tub and I'm looking around and notice that the tub, which is also metal, steel, had a hole around the drain and it rusted through. Now, this is because the plumbing in this house is, 60 plus years old.
Right, right.
So I had to go back to Lowe's, get some freaking Bondo and some paints and sandpaper and all this other nonsense. Got that fixed. That took pretty much the entire day, but only cost like $60. And I know that if I had called a plumber, it would have been like, $150 for the call, $75 an hour plus labor. We would have, probably spent $300-$500. And I wouldn't have been able to get my secret lair.
Oh, wow. That's a spoiler alert for Maine, too. But yeah. We had a weekend. Wendy, she runs this vocal studio here. So Friday, the reason we weren't on the air last week was totally me on Monday. I got called at work. They were like, we want you to go to New York City Tuesday. So as many of you know, I live an hour from work and, New York City is 3 hours from where I work. So I was like, carry the
you had
one.
To get up at the literal
I got up at
dawn.
Literally like 3:30 and left butt my house by 4:30 to be there on time to be able to leave by 7:00. Which we did and everything was fine. We went to New York and I drove around the city and I miss New York. I got to be honest with you. It was kind of great being down there. I used to go down every year, and now I'm like, I kind of got the itch again to go back. I'm like, I kind of want to go back and really explore because I didn't get a chance. I haven't been down there since the towers fell. And so it's like, oh, man.
Totally different city.
It is. Well, it is and it isn't. Like
the lower Manhattan is different.
Walking around, I was on 7th Ave, right about 4 or 5 blocks up from Times Square. And I'm just like, man, this is a bit of all right. I was having a good old time and I want to do it again. Like, I'm like, I need to go back. I need to be able to spend some time down in the city, go into Manhattan, maybe, when Broadway's back, catch a show, do some shopping. I'd love to go before even the holidays and go buy stuff down there, but who knows how that's going to fly. But
Broadway's certainly not going to be open.
No, Broadway ain't going to be open until at least January, and I'm now putting even money on probably March. I have a strange feeling I shut the state down again. So
numbers are going up.
Yeah, right. They're already shutting down some of the schools. So
yeah. Yeah, I have a friend in Connecticut where without notice, like literally it was like Friday afternoon, like, by the way, the schools are closed for the
Yeah.
And there were no cases that were confirmed. There were maybe some cases in the district, but not in the school itself. So, like, it was cases within the community, I guess.
Right.
And they just shut the school down for 2 weeks with zero notice to anybody. And they're like, how? Okay, luckily my husband has vacation time saved up.
Right.
So it's, yeah.
That's insane. Well,
it's
insane. Everything's
but it's the nature
insane.
Of the beast right now.
Yeah. Well, we were even talking about that where I work today. I was like, hey, does this mean, we're talking about bringing some students back? And I'm like, does this mean like we're bringing staff on center full time? Are we going to the next phase? Because we also phased ourselves back in. And they were like, I give my company credit because they were literally like, listen, half our workforce, they've got kids at home. They're like, the last thing we want to do is get to the point where we have to say nobody can work from home. So they're doing everything they can, which is really great. I don't work from home. I go in pretty much every day, but I love the fact that somebody can. So, I did New York on Monday or Tuesday. We were going to try to go Tuesday night, but I didn't get back till 9. So I was like, yeah. And you were hip deep in plumbing. And then Wednesday we did our show. And then Friday, Wendy and I had a nice recital. We had a very socially distant recital, but a nice Halloween, like just to get her advanced students some performing time. So Mama Shay, I would have loved to. I was with somebody else from work, or I probably would have because I was driving all over Brooklyn. So I easily probably could have stopped in, but since I had somebody with me, it just wasn't an option next time. But, and especially we'll be down there for the wedding when I'm giving the best man toast. But yeah, so that was why we didn't record last week, and what a week we missed.
Usually it seems like every time we miss a week, there's like 15,000 things that happen.
Well, we knew that.
Attention all Magic the Gathering players. Banhammer missiles are incoming. Repeat, Banhammer missiles are incoming. Proceed.
I get to use it again. We knew that the ban was coming. They had told us that it was coming. So nobody was surprised by that. Some were probably, including myself, surprised at how little was banned. And then, you know, since they gave us that bad news, they decided to give us, you know, one more little fun tidbit. And what a week. Between the Secret Lair and the banning. So that's pretty much what our show is going to be today. Is we're going to do a lot of catch up. We're going to talk about the bannings a little bit. We're going to, you know, cover it. I mean, here's the thing. If you listen to other podcasts, I have no doubt you've heard it all. But you haven't heard ours, so we're going to do a little bit. We're going to go follow that up with the state of standard, because, you know, the banning did have an impact. And then we'll talk about, you know, various other things going on around standard. We don't have a combat yet, but $50 says we fall into one. And then main two, we want to dive into this secret lair, because this is be very, very divisive is a good word.
A touch.
It's been pretty divisive. I did record a ride home with Will where I kind of gave my opinions on it, because I didn't want to wait till tonight. And if you're a patron and you have that feed in your podcatcher, and you should, my opinion hasn't changed much. So this is going to be a little bit of old hat for you. But, you know, for the rest of you, this will be exciting. And then we're going to go into, whatever else we want to. So that's our show. Let's get right into the main phase.
Main phase.
Okay, so like we said, main phase. Wow. The banhammer fell. And
yes, it did.
It sort of fell. Like, I don't know if we can call this a banhammer. It's more like a ban, like...
Well... It was my biggest issue with this ban. I don't necessarily have an issue that they didn't ban anything from Zendikar Rising, because when they announced the ban was happening and when the ban actually happened, Zendikar Rising had been paper legal for what, 3 days?
3 days.
Yeah. So I think it was legal in Arena for a week and a half. So I think that banning something from Zendikar Rising would have been a mistake. Not that Wizards, you know, never makes mistakes. They make plenty of them. But my biggest issue with the ban is that this should have happened when they banned Teferi.
Yes.
That last surprise banning when they nailed Teferi. Oh, God, what else was it? It felt like it was every other card in the format. But they hit, like, six different things.
Teferi, Growth Spiral.
Yes, Growth Spiral.
Wilderness Wreck and the Kitty.
Yes, the cat, Wilderness Reckless. When they banned all those cards, I feel like that would have been the perfect time to ban Oro, because obviously that card was a problem.
Yep.
And it wasn't going to be less of a problem. They knew what cards were coming out in Zendikar Rising. So, I mean, it seemed obvious to me that it was going to go. And it was the number one candidate on everybody's list, and surprise, it was the one that was banned last Monday. Mm-hmm. But it's just, it feels like this is something they should have already done. Then there wouldn't have been a need to drop a banhammer now, because we'll talk about this obviously in a little bit. Standard looks a lot different than it did 2 weeks ago.
I don't think we could talk about that, because I know what you're saying. I was on there earlier today too, I think when you see, I don't know that I would count. I think this is a false positive. I 100% believe that they didn't ban enough. I think Omnath and Cobra together are ridiculous. I mean, it's a ridiculous combination that should never have been allowed at all. And again, it goes to playtesting. It goes to the fact that those two cards are out of the same set, and there's absolutely no way that given where Standard was when they started playtesting this deck, which would probably be Ikoria, all right, you know, or at the very Theros Ikoria level, there's no way that anyone who plays Magic for a living, okay, they don't, let's not forget that. These people play this game for a living. There's absolutely no way that they didn't see what Lotus Cobra with Omnath is going to do, and there's absolutely no way that they could not foresee Omnath coming down turn three or four.
Yes, there is, actually, because it's hard for us to look at it from this perspective, because when they were testing Zendikar, Oko was legal, Once Upon a Time was legal, you know, all these cards that are in...
Oko was killed
in playtesting. In playtesting. Okay. Yeah, but all Oko... of these cards would have been... Everything they were testing for was for a standard where, you know, back before Rotation, Field of the Dead, Wilderness Reclamation, Teferi, all those cards were legal. So the format they're testing for now, Oko's legal, Omnath is legal, Uro is legal, all the cards that are banned now would not be banned in their future leagues that they test for.
So unban Oko, let's see what happens.
Yeah, but that's the thing, is that they're testing for an environment that has no ban, and it's impossible to see what the metagame would look like minus those cards. You know what I mean? It's not a complete pass. Not a complete pass, because Omnath is ridiculous. I don't think Lotus Cobra is powerful enough on its own to merit a ban, because remember,
it dies to everything.
Not only does it die to everything, it was also standard legal in a format that had fetch lands, and it was not too powerful then. It was right at the cusp.
It's different,
but it wasn't
now,
there.
Though. It's different. It's a different...
I mean, there's still the same amount of ramp.
It's the same amount of ramp, but there's different cards. There's different payoff cards. There's different power cards.
The power level at least in this set,
even with fetch lands, the power level today in Standard versus the power level of last time fetch lands were in Standard is the difference between shooting a bullet and throwing it. I mean, it just... There's absolutely no... I can't let them off the hook on this. Because they've also
letting them off the hook.
Well, they've gone... And they've also gone out of their way to say they didn't see Oko ever being used in an aggressive way.
They also didn't see Field of the Dead.
Exactly.
You know, Wilderness. Right? So, they've missed a lot. And I'm not saying that they haven't missed it. I just think that...
Sounds like combat.
It's hard for them to nail down all of those interactions. And I'm not giving them a pass. They should have seen this, but I can understand where it would be hard for them to do it.
It can't be hard to nail down.
It can't be, but it's obviously it's happened. I mean, and they can't be the other theory is that, you know, it would be what the conspiracy theorists are, and I kind of lean in that camp a little bit, is that, well, who cares how powerful this is? Hasbro wants us to sell these packs,
right?
And this card will sell packs.
Exactly.
So how many of these cards are R&D missing the boat? How many of these cards are Wizards being told by their corporate overlords, you better sell, you know, 15 million cases?
And that's where I was going with this, is that I have fought the tinfoil hat fight for the past year. Since Throne came out, people were screaming, saying, this is all about money. This is all about a corporation. This is all about, you know, taking the, you know, and Oko is obviously busted. Yada, 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 Tweedledee, Tweedledum. Okay. And I fought that fight. I'm like, don't be ridiculous. Wizards and Hasbro. I mean, well, maybe not Hasbro. I don't trust Hasbro, obviously. I mean, jeepers. Yeah. They also make G.I. Joe and My Little Ponies. I mean, they are 100% a corporation. I have given Wizards a whole lot of grace and a whole lot of, you know, leeway on this. I can't anymore. Like, there's almost, after the year we have had in Standard, to have this come out, I can think no other thing than they want to bump everything up. They want to make it so everything's busted, so that everybody's chasing these packs down. And it's not just the packs. I don't think it's any surprise, or I don't think it's any coincidence either, that collector boosters come out at the same time they amp the power level past 11. Like, and think about it. Omnath is on the collector boosters. Like, I think what's happening now is exactly what they wanted to happen. Like, they're like...
The funny convergence, though, too, is that Omnath is kind of the face of Zendikar anyway.
I know that. I get
it. You know? So they're just like, well, you know, it wasn't going to be our, you know, main focus for the collector booster, but it is Omnath after all. But at the same, you know, it's like, okay, fine, whatever.
Yeah, but I don't think Hasbro has any fracking clue about that. Wizards,
no,
sure.
They don't. But
Wizards, sure.
But they
but
would
mean,
say, put your most popular character on the face of the collector boosters. Oh, and by the way, make sure it's ridiculously powerful.
Right. And I mean, it's just, it's obvious to me now that you know, and this is where we're going, that this is what's happening now, is that I no longer believe that we're going to pull out of this, that eventually they're going to ramp the power back down to a reasonable level, that eventually they're not going to blow the engine. Nope, they're going to keep the pedal on that metal until the engine explodes. And for that, it's people go, I'm done. I'm out. I don't want to collect this anymore. I'm no longer doing this. I'm going to go play Hearthstone where it's busted, sure, but it costs a little less.
Well, the other advantage that Hearthstone has is that if there's a card that's a problem, they can just do a patch. And, you know, for right. a magic analogy, that would mean like making Omnath cost, you know, double the amount of mana or removing one of its triggers. You know, they can do that stuff in a digital-only game. They can't do that in Magic where there's a paper component. No. They can't say, well, the digital version of Omnath is nerfed, but the regular version of Omnath, you're stuck.
Right. And I mean, that's where, honestly, here's what I think they could have done with Omnath, is that Omnath should be banned. I mean, there's just, in standard, nowhere
that
else.
That may still happen.
He's great in Historic. Sure, there are thousands of answers to him in Historic, thousands of answers to him in Modern, thousands of answers to every other format. With the exception of Commander Steve, you're a jerk. But Standard is... That's just it. It's like Standard used to be the thought, okay? They would design to Standard, saying that Standard sells our packs because there's an obsolescence built into it. That so they would try very hard, it seemed like, to make a Standard set that was not overly obnoxious, and then they would release Ultimate Masters or something to feed Modern and to, you know, and to up the power level and change the power level in Modern and Legacy and all that. I get that. Now I think they're like, screw it, everything we put out needs to feed every other format, other than if we put out a Modern Horizons, then obviously it won't feed Standard, but it'll feed everything else.
I'm almost wondering if Omnath was supposed to be a commander.
Of course it's a commander card. It's a great
I'm saying if it was supposed to be like a commander exclusive, commander deck, like a commander precon.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if that was the case and then they got pushed to put it into Standard to, you know, to sell packs. Obviously without any evidence, I don't want to fall into that tinfoil hat territory on this, even though a lot of the evidence points in that direction. You know what I mean?
What if they pulled the companions that they were gonna put into this set out?
that's a possibility too. But that, like I said, I don't want to be too harsh on Wizards, because you know it's. I feel bad in a way because you have to toe that line. You have to sell packs. You don't want to break things. You have to please Hasbro, but you have to please your player base too. And it's such a delicate balance to draw. And I hate having to be like an apologist for them. And I really don't want to feel that way because I do want to hold them accountable. You know what I mean? But
no, you're just a shill. I get it.
It's just, I feel like, well, my opinion's always been, I'd rather they push too far and have to correct than not go far enough. I've always said that. And I stand by that.
I get it.
I do feel like with the new fire initiative that they have for their booster packs or for the game in general, mm-hmm. they have gone to a level that is beyond where I'm comfortable.
Right.
And I like the idea of, I don't like ban. I like the idea of, okay, well, we made this mechanic a little bit too powerful. It's going to rotate soon. Maybe we'll put an answer in the next set. If we have to ban it, we will. But, you know, it may have that be something that happens once every year or so. Yeah. You know, we've had, what, 13 banned cards in Standard in the last year and a half?
Yeah, and I'm tired of bans. I am right and that's with the, you, but and that's I look the problem. At this going, this is warping the meta. Like, you take Omnath out of this meta, and all of a sudden, okay, when you do Omnath, I'm going to go a little crazy here. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
The hot take, here it comes. Hit Lucky Clover too, because I'm sorry, Adventures can become tier S in 6 seconds. But
kind of already is tier one.
It's tier one, but you take Omnath out and it's going to be like Fires of Invention with Wilderness Wreck. Is you take Omnath out of this, you nerf Omnath and Adventures, which integrated Omnath.
Yes. Oh, he slots right in.
Yeah,
He slots right in. It's very easy to put him into the deck.
I know he did. It's freaking hysterical.
There's like zero cost of putting Omnath in Adventure.
I mean, seriously, but Adventures is going to be, that'll be the next hotness. So, you know what? Just we're looking at the numbers going, Omnath, we're going to take the Lucky Clover, and we're going to take Omnath. And Lotus Cobra if you take Omnath out.
Yeah, well, I think if they ban Omnath, Lotus Cobra stays. Because I think, again, it's the payoffs around the free mana that are the problem.
Right.
But my thing is that...
And then you're going to see Dimir Rogues and Control come back and Mono Red.
Well, Dimir Rogues and Control are number one and number three.
I'm not buying the tournaments that they're using to decide that. I think that's a reaction to everybody feeling like they'd be a hypocrite if they played Omnath in the second tier.
Omnath was still the most played deck in one of these tournaments.
Was it really? Well, I think Omnath has like 17 different flavors of Omnath. It's like
there's two big ones that I know. Well, but basically what I'm going back to I'm wondering if the reason that they let Omnath through is because when they were testing the environment when everything was legal, there was an answer for it somewhere else. Some other deck came out that said, okay, this is going to keep this in check. It's powerful as hell, but there's something else that can at least say, you know what? No. Maybe they were thinking that Confounding Conundrum was going to be the thing that somehow slowed the deck down, but
Conundrum's in this set. It can't be.
Yeah, and Omnath shrugs at that. Says, who cares? I still get my triggers.
Yeah.
I still get all that free mana. The fact that the second trigger adds four mana is stupid as hell.
Yeah.
I think if that second trigger maybe said you add one mana of either of those colors, you know, just one. Make it like a Lotus Cobra trigger, even two mana. That might have been infinitely better. I think adding all that extra mana is... And that's always been the problem, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Fast mana and free spells.
Yep.
And what do we have here? Something
fast
that generates
mana,
that
spells and hitting you in the dome. Like, it's...
That part's gravy.
Yeah,
that part's gravy.
It's ramp. It is. And the problem has been for the past year is ramp. Period.
Yeah.
Like,
and this is the well, I mean, to use the pun, this is the locus of what they've been doing.
Yeah.
This is the center of it all.
We're just gonna beat that horse again.
Back to it.
Yeah, but I just, you're not wrong. I can't get behind the we tested it when there were no bans, because testing should have gone on after the bans were done. Oko's
well,
been banned for
that can't,
almost
that
a year.
That can't happen, though. That can't happen because they do these sets a year or two in advance.
They do these sets a year or two in advance, but they still play test up until they start
printing
them.
But printing starts... The cards are locked in the file about 6 months before they go to print, which is about 3 months before the set hits.
I can't get...
So this set was finished and baked in January.
Okay. So it's finished and baked in January, but Oko was banned in like September.
Yeah, but there was a lot of testing being done at that point. There might not have been enough time to make those changes.
I mean, the only thing that they nailed after that, Agent of Treachery, Fires. Now, again, beyond Wilderness Wreck and the crazy, you know, putting those aside. And again, those things were not going to be a part of it. Now, Sacrifice, I mean, the only thing you can get me on is Sacrifice. If they're going to sit there and say that the Sack deck could hang with Omnath, maybe, but it's hard to get past. And there's no Mayhem Devil. Like, there's no way you do this with and Mayhem Devil made that deck, you know, work because it was a life gain.
There's got to be something. There had to have been something.
I don't think so. I think this is gonna bust Standard out loud. But look at this power level. Everybody's gonna want to play this deck, and it's almost like they don't think about it from, you know, they think about it in a regards of everybody's gonna want to play this deck. It'll be cool, and not think about it like everybody's gonna have to play this deck, like it. And that's just it. I think that's why if you look on MTG Goldfish right now and the we'll just kind of move ourselves right into State of Standard here. All right, looking at the State of Standard right now, MTG Goldfish looks a little strange because you would think Omnath Ramp is going to sit right at the top. Well, the fact is that, it's Dimir Control, Dimir Rogues for 1 and 3 and Omnath Adventures and Omnath Ramp 2 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Omnath is making up they're both making up about the same amount in that it's 26 if you combine the two. Yeah.
Yeah. So half the meta is either Dimir or Omni.
Right.
So Dimir is obviously, I'm thinking, the counter to Omni.
Right. Which counter is going to be, but it's still, you know.
I don't mean that in the sense of counter your spell. Right. I'm saying counter as in it's the opposing strategy that keeps it, quote unquote, in check.
But I think that's more along the lines of people testing for this week, because I think this week's like the big standard show. It's not showdown, but it's
It's the grand finals. Yeah. You don't test for that.
Grand finals.
People aren't going to be testing the decks that are actually playing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're going to see many, many Omnas this weekend.
Oh yeah, I don't remember how big the field is. 32 players.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be a lot of Omnath. I think there's going to be a good amount of Dimir. There might be something that we haven't seen, although that's become
It'll
less
be
likely in the Age of Arena.
Dimir, Omnath, and maybe Red. You know, the story's going to be Omnath. You're going to see a lot of mirrors. And that's what I think this is. I'm looking at the state of standard right now, and like I said, Goldfish right now is saying Dimir Control is number one with 14.7. Omnath Adventures also 14.7. You know, and I think they just didn't want to put Omnath in. I mean, they're going alphabetically, obviously. And then Omnath Ramp is at 11.8 at number four. So actually number three, because, you know, the Dimir Control and Omnath Adventures are tied for first. Dimir Rogues is at second with 12, and Omnath Ramp is at 11. I think my thinking would be is that this is people trying to break, you know, be like, God, I've done nothing but bitch about Omnath, and if I go on a stream and I'm playing Omnath, I'm a hypocrite. So let's play something else. And again, it's also, I think, a little bit fun. Like, people are like, I don't want to play this deck because Wizards is telling me I freaking have to. Like, you know, it's, you know, and then rounding it out, mono red aggro, mono green aggro, Rakdos midrange. It's nice to see midrange back in the top 10.
That Rakdos midrange deck actually won one of the bigger tournaments over the weekend.
And your favorite, Esper Doom, is in the top 10.
Esper Doom is back. Yes, and Cycling's back too.
Yeah, Cycling. Well, we always knew Cycling was going to be. Cycling's always going to hang.
It had dropped down to like tier two, tier three. So now it's probably still tier two.
Right.
Probably maybe tier three, but the fact that there's less predatory things, I guess, for it. I mean, it actually plays Loris as a companion, which.
Well, yeah. I mean, just having Uro be gone is part of that. Yeah. I mean, mono red obviously coming up is because Uro is gone. Losing the life gain of that is.
But the funny thing is that it's back, even though Omnath will gain you basically more life than Uro could, but Uro was not as hard to kill. It was harder to kill Uro than it is to kill Omnath.
And in red, it's harder to kill it and get rid of it. Like in red, you needed to play something that could exile it. So
I mean, they have things for that now, Tormund's but now that Uro's banned, Well, not Tormund's Crypt. I'm talking Spikefield Hazard.
Yeah, that too. So with that in mind, I mean, modern standard right now, the state of standard is. It does look like Control and Omnath are going to fight right now. Well, Dimir and Omnath are going to fight.
Here's why I think Standard is better.
Okay, this will be interesting.
Top two decks in the format, and you were saying it before, their percentage is 14.7, 14.7.
Right.
Right? When Uro was the rage, it was 30, 40%.
I think you're going to see that this weekend, though. That's what I'm saying. I don't think these numbers... If you go to the 14-day average... Okay.
Well, that incorporates pre-ban.
Yeah, I know it does, which we really can't do.
So that's, and that really impossible. Skews the numbers.
It does skew the numbers because it's actually not working. Because, 4.8, they're saying load because Uro's gone. So it's not counting those decks. But I truly believe 100% that after this weekend, Omnath will be sitting at the top again. Because
Well, I mean, it's not like it's not at the top. It's still Omnath strategies are still... one of the best, if not the best, strategy play. I'm not going to discount that
it's
at all.
It's the best deck in standard by far, in my opinion.
Omnath strategies is a way to go. I would say the adventure strategy is the best way to do it.
Yeah, I'm looking at that too, going, huh?
Yeah,
I never thought about that, but
because
that could
the
be
conversation
fun.
Is being the conversation that's being had now is that either Lucky Clover or the Innkeeper need to be banned.
Yeah,
and I'm like, can we stop with that? Can we let a format breathe for a couple of weeks, see what happens?
There's always going to be, that's just it. It's like, and it's also, I think, why the problem is with these bannings lately is that it's skewing this. Look, the fan base of Magic right now is not you, is not made up primarily of guys like you and I who have been playing this game for years and years, and maybe put it down and come back and come, you know, who have, I've been around since 93. I mean, in and out, in and out. It's mostly now made up of people that have been finding this through Arena. And they've been a part of this standard where if there's a problematic deck, you ban the card. And I think what we're running into now is these people are like, oh no, you're going to have to, you know. So say they just ban Omnath next. Mm-hmm. Say that after this weekend, they're like, holy shit, we got to fix this.
Because they have mentioned that they're keeping an eye on standard.
So let's say they ban Omnath this weekend. And Adventures, right. Then 50%. I don't know that it'll go 50. I'll say maybe 25 to 30. And a win rate of very high. Then they're going to sit there and say, well, we need to ban Lucky Clover and we need to ban this. And then in the background, you've got Dimir Rogues and maybe, you've got Dimir sitting back there and then whatever the hell's going to be coming up. So probably some sort of white strategy with the Norse god there. Like, we have to come to grips. We have to realize that there's going to be top decks, but the problem is that we've lost the competitiveness of multiple top decks. We've lost that Ixalan Rivals period of standard.
Well, that period wasn't great. I mean, I think the initial two sets of Guild of Ravnica is really where we want standard to be. Where
that's what I was saying.
The top deck. Well, I mean, that Ixalan was terrible.
Well, no, Ixalan was terrible, but the standard I'm talking about is Ixalan Rivals Forward, which is Guilds of Ravnica, Ravnica Allegiance, War of the Spark. That was kind of their 2 years.
The guilds forward standard, though, Ixalan wasn't legal. Guilds
forward was a problem because
after War of the Spark, it was a problem. But guilds, including when it was just Guild of Ravnica and
Ixalan was still legal. That's what I was. I'm going from the earliest set in that once they got rid of Amonkhet in Hours of Devastation, standard got good for a while. And Ixalan was a part of that, and you have...
Okay, so you're talking pre-Core 20, yes. 2020.
All right, and then War of the Spark 2020 happens, and the whole thing explodes. We go to rotation, Throne comes in, and forget about it. It's gone to hell. So,
but that initial standard when it was
Ixalan first came out, it was all Amonkhet and Hours of Devastation anyway.
Yeah, I'm not talking Amonkhet. Yeah. I'm talking when it was like you said, up until around War of the Spark, when it was.
War of the Spark was really good. We had a good standard there because everybody. Yeah, but in
that, that's what I'm saying is that there was that point where it was like a good 6 to 8 week period where the top deck basically changed every week.
Right.
But that deck never really fell below like third or fourth in the meta.
Right.
It was sort of a churn of best decks.
Autumn, they won with Mono Blue, and then somebody came back.
There was Mono Blue, but there was Sultai. Yep. There was all this other stuff floating around. Esper Control, Azorius Control, but the decks kept changing, and it got to a point where there were literally 6 or 7 different decks that were considered. These are the decks you want to play. Right now, it sort of looks like that. We'll see what happens after the next round of tournaments, obviously.
Right.
I would like to think, and this is obviously wishful thinking, and we can't predict the future. We don't know what's going to happen, for sure. We can infer based on information. But I would like to hope and think that this is a preview of what's going to come where, there's an aggro deck that's good. There's a mid-range deck that's good. There's a combo deck that's good. And there's a control deck that's good.
Right.
We're sort of in that... at the beginning stages of that realm right now. I mean, myself personally, yes, I'm a control player. So seeing Dimir Control number one in the metagame, I'm like, oh shit, where did this come from?
I'm building that deck.
where do I sign up? But I'm okay if it's not the best deck next week, as long as it isn't hated out of existence.
Right.
Because this is the first time we've had an actual control deck anywhere near the top since well before rotation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think a healthy metagame needs to have every archetype be viable, if not the best. Because that's not going to happen where you're going to have multiple archetypes be the best, but you need a good control deck, a good aggro, a good combo deck, a good mid-range deck.
Right.
You need that sort of rock, paper, scissors thing to be going around. Right now, what we've had up until this point has just been boulders.
Yeah, and Steve, I'm going to disagree with you. I don't think bands can hold out because I don't think Wizards can hold out anymore.
I wish they would. I would too. Agree with
I'd love it, but I don't think they can because, again, it's the history of the past year. You cannot let Standard, because Standard is so intricately tied to Arena, and Arena is your quote-unquote moneymaker, they cannot let Standard wallow on the vine for another 4 months. Because
unless this current metagame holds, and it's several different decks, none of which have a huge share of the meta,
we'll
so you're not sitting there on the ladder. That's the thing.
I think after this weekend, if Omnath, let me put it to you this way: if the Star City Games Finals is a repeat, is repeated this weekend, we will have an emergency ban Monday. I will almost guarantee it.
My feeling is that if they emergency ban again on Monday, I feel like there's going to be a real hit to the player base. I feel like they would lose a lot of the credibility that they have.
I think you have to. If you have that result, Star City Games from not this past weekend, but the weekend before, where 7 out of the 8 decks were Omnath, all right, where the finals, okay, the semifinals, the quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals were all Omnath mirrors because those were the only decks being played.
Some of that was obviously Aura.
Right.
Some of it was. Omnath is some of it too.
Yeah.
Oro, like I said, Oro should have been gone before rotation.
Yeah, it should have. But so, I mean, it was part of the problem. The fact is, Uro helped that deck a little. Uro is not the problem.
Obviously it does show in the early data. Obviously, again, right. We have to wait and see what
we'll
happens.
See what
but
happens
the early
this weekend,
data shows.
But I'm telling you right now, if you see a final like that with 7 out of 8 decks, and I'm even going to go one step further and say, not just Omnath ramp, all right, not just 7 out of 8 Omnath ramp, even if it's 4 Omnath ramp, 3 Omnath adventures, where the name
An Omnath deck.
Yeah. If Omnath is sitting 7 out of the 8 finals, they're going to ban it. They have to. Because you can't. I gotta figure they have to do it.
I don't think they want to. No, I'm not.
And I don't blame them.
Yeah, I think my prediction again, because we can't tell the future, I'm gonna throw it out there. I don't think that's gonna happen. I don't think that Omnath is gonna take 7 out of 8 in the top.
Well,
eight.
When did they have to have their deck lists in?
I think. Well, the tournament's this weekend, correct?
Right. So it was last week.
I think it starts on the 9th.
So decklist probably had to be in this past weekend.
The decklist probably have to be in Wednesday or Thursday.
No, usually with an online tournament.
If not by tomorrow.
Usually with an online tournament, they do it a week or so in advance, dude.
They would post them if they were up. They would post them. They haven't posted them yet, so I don't think it's time.
What's the name of this? It's
the Grand Finals. Coming up this week. And I think if Omnath takes up less than 6 of the top 8, 6 or less, I don't think they do anything. If it's 7 or more, then yes, I think they probably do something, but I don't even think it's going to be an emergency ban. I think they wait because, again, the set's so new.
You're right, it's tomorrow.
I think they,
you're absolutely right. Tomorrow, 11 a.m.
Yeah, so they're due tomorrow. I think that if Omnath shows itself to be dominant in the metagame at like it was last week or 2 weeks ago, which I want to say I don't think it's going to be, but we'll humor this and say that it's just as bad. It's dominating everything, 40% of the meta or whatever. I don't think they do anything for at least 2 weeks because they just did one. They just did another one not that long ago. Rotation just happened.
How did they do?
It's a brand new set.
They did Oko after the championship.
Six weeks. That was 6 weeks.
All right.
It was after a major tournament. So they wouldn't announce a ban. If they were going to announce a ban happening, they can't do anything until after this tournament, and they can't do anything until the week after, unless it's
an
emergency ban, which I don't think they're going to do. Yeah, but this is the big one.
This is the big one, the 9th through the 11th. Another one shortly after.
Yeah, but this is going to be the one that really is going to define things, and it doesn't even end until Sunday.
Right.
So I don't see them doing anything before Halloween, to be honest with you, if they're going to do anything. Now, do I think Omnath needs to get banned?
I don't think it's good for Standard.
It's probably not good for Standard, so I wouldn't be...
Again, I'm okay with Lotus Cobra without Omnath.
I wouldn't necessarily be hurt if they banned Omnath. I'll say that. I would rather that.
And lucky clover.
If things, yeah, I would rather if things don't go crazy, things stay relatively to where they are now, maybe plus or minus 5 points in percentage, I'm okay with the meta where it is. Because I want to have some a little bit of stability. I want to have a chance to. Luckily, we don't have to play in paper, but you know that's the one good thing out of all of this recently.
All
is that
the triggers.
There hasn't been...
Holy shit! How do you do that in paper?
Well, but that's the thing too. My thinking is that the poor suckers who went out and bought playsets for paper, if thank goodness that there's not a lot of paper events.
Yeah, I haven't.
You know what I mean?
I haven't bought. Symbols.
Imagine the feel bad.
Yeah.
You know, because this set just came out. This is the new hot card from the new hot set.
And I only have
one. You've had it for two.
I've only cracked one.
Yeah. But that's the thing. You've had it for 2 weeks and then they ban it. That would be insanely fast. There's very rare that ever happened.
Right.
Memory Jar happened. It's happened maybe once after that.
They did it with the copter.
Smuggler but even
copter,
then, that was several weeks.
No, I thought Smuggler
that wasn't standard.
Was right away. Like, it was almost right away, because everybody realized, like, you had Smuggler Copter in every damn deck.
Yeah, but I don't see it happening this week or next week. I think if they're going to do anything, it'll be the beginning of
I'm going to sit there and say, you know what? I could see them then Monday being like, we're going to make a change a week from Monday. They'll give themselves a week.
But that's only if things go sideways.
Yeah, if it goes sideways during this event, then I foresee them going, okay, it's obvious to us we need to make a change. We're going to make a change. We're going to announce we're going to make a change to standard BNR a week from this Monday. Okay.
But I'll say this, and I think you can agree with me on this. I don't want it to happen.
Oh, God, no. Hell no.
Don't want it to happen.
No, me neither.
Again. So please, please, metagame gods, please keep things relatively balanced
for
this turn.
I do want it to happen.
Really?
Yes. Because, damn it, the only way I could see them fixing it is Dimir control. No, I do not want a Dimir control deck in charge. God damn it. All right, well, let's get into main two.
Main phase.
Because we're bitching about Wizards, we might as well bitch a little more. So, all right.
With an asterisk.
After their banning this past Monday, Wizards decided to give us a second helping of funness. And they announced, they had previously announced that this was coming. So they gave us the information about the Walking Dead Secret Lair. And oh dear Lord.
That really got the pitchfork.
Oh, I can't blame them. Here's the thing, folks. I'm going to lay my hypocrisy right in front of you right now. I'm about to mother huck the living daylights out of this thing, okay? I'm about to tell you every reason I hate it. You know what else I'm going to tell you? My Secret Lair will be arriving in January or February. So, you know, as much as I'm sitting here going, this sucks, this is the worst thing ever, well, yeah, I bought it. So, so Wizards decided that, okay, at first, everybody was kind of excited when they announced, like, there's going to be a Walking Dead Secret Lair. I think a lot of us figured it was going to be one of two things. It was either going to be, like, the Godzilla one, which is like, okay, it's playable cards, but they're basically a skin over a previous card, which is what we saw with Godzilla during Ikoria, and it was great. And I don't think anybody had a problem with it at all. I thought they
Not
were
really.
Awesome.
I think they did a great job with it.
Or we thought, okay, it'll be like My Little Pony or the Transformers or, you know, whatever else they've got. I'm surprised there hasn't been a G.I. Joe set yet. Where they basically put them in silver border, which means basically this is for casual play, not tournament legal. You can put it in pretty much casual stuff. It's mainly for collectors.
Right.
Well, we were all just wrong.
Not only are they black border.
Literally, it's like Dr. Cox and Scrubs. Wrong, 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 wrong.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
They're also legal.
You're wrong.
They're legal in Eternal formats.
Yeah. It's a
Vintage, Legacy, and Commander. These cards will be legal. And they are mechanically unique.
Oh, Steve, why are you doing that? Now I'm going to open mine. I'm gonna open my Rick Grimes could be my commander. Damn it. No, you said serious, and I'm a serious commander player. Yeah, I wow. These are black bordered, allowable in eternal formats, which is legacy, vintage, and commander, basically.
Yep.
And at first they were like, it's legacy, vintage, and commander. And it was like they were trying to like tag the and commander at the end. And then in the secret lair site yesterday, you know, when I ordered mine this morning, it's like, these are great for commander. I'm like, oh Jesus, this is, you guys are just playing right into their hands. Oh God.
Well, this is, this, remember, this was the year of commander.
Yeah. So,
And the thing is too, is that like a couple of them, like Negan, Daryl, and Michonne are, they're decent cards. They're cool.
Yeah. It's Rick Glenn and is good. Lucille.
Well, Glenn is good. Rick is insane. And Lucille is very good.
Lucille's pretty great, yeah.
But Rick is crazy for a humans deck. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
He's going to be an auto include in every basically human. In any deck that has a humans theme,
right?
Because
with black.
I mean, +2/+2 and two keyword abilities. Come on.
Yeah, it's
they again full hypocrisy on the table. I also pre-ordered that. But here's
we're horrible but human beings.
I think the biggest reason that I got one isn't because I plan to play these cards. I do not. I don't necessarily agree with what they're doing. I am a Walking Dead fan. I love the show. I was watching on Sunday when they premiered it on The Talking Dead, where they showed Lucille. I started binge watching the show back in like season 3 or 4, so I had to watch a whole bunch in a row to catch up. Oof. And I've been watching it ever since. I watched the spinoff series. You know, I love the lore. I love the world. So in that regard, these are cool. They did this wrong.
Yeah, I have.
They did this
with
wrong.
Walking Dead, though, like, I they love should early have Walking Dead, but yeah,
they should have. They should the have made these as Godzilla skins.
Yeah.
They should have made these or made these silver border. They should have done something to make it so that, I mean, it's just their whole thing was that, well, because of the triangle security stamp on the bottom, that means they're not canon. Really? That's how you're gonna do it? So no.
Yeah, it's, I have some serious issues with it. And here's the thing, all right, and Saffron Olive from MTG Goldfish, he put out a great article this weekend that I fully agree with. And if you, like I said, if you're a patron and you listen to The Ride Home with Will, I put it out this morning. I recorded it last Friday. I basically said kind of the same thing. It's like, you know, the problem we have right now is that the crack is real, and Wizards is putting out this crap, and we're buying it. And so what we're saying with our dollars to the guys in suits in the boardroom is that we want this stuff because it's profitable. No matter how much we bitch and complain about it, if we're opening our wallets and putting our credit card number into a website, we're basically like giving them carte blanche to do this type of thing.
We're giving them permission. And it's basically impossible for us to tell you not to buy these, because if this is something that interests you, either as a collector or as someone who wants to play these cards, I mean, by all means. But I don't agree with the way that they did it. I wish they had done this differently. I love the card. I will personally probably never take these out of the box.
I'll take mine out. I'll play with them. I'll use them in Commander.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
But here's the thing.
They're gonna be Pringles anyway, since they're all foil.
Yeah, of course. I loved early Walking Dead. All right. Now, first of all, let me to be real here. I read the comic. All right. I was always reading the comic, and I love how they ended the comic. I love the fact that they surprised everyone. Spoiler alert: they've ended the comic.
that was like 3 years.
No, it was last year, and they ended the comic in a great way. What they did was, they actually solicited for 3 or 4 issues after the ending. They dropped the book, and all of a sudden, all the news articles are like, "Holy crap! Issue 281 of The Walking Dead is the last issue." I was like, "Well done, sir. Well done." I mean, I was already buying it, but I love the comic, which is the problem I had. Is the minute we got to Negan, which is a very, very seminal moment in the comics, like, you lost me. Like, that's where I was like, oh, this is getting really bad. In any event, the problems I have are twofold with this. First of all, yes, the intellectual property of it, I don't think it fits Magic. I don't. I think we are going to see, like, you know, the memes are out there about, like, I'm casting Kylo Ren's broadsword against your Harry Potter magic wand. You know, and what are you doing? Playing Magic. But, all right, I can get behind that. However, my other major, major, major issue with this is, and again, we will lay it out there, we're sponsored by a game store, okay? We are sponsored by an LGS. So I understand that we're not necessarily disinterested parties here. However, I would say this whether we were or not, and we've always said this about our LGSs, this is crap. The fact that they are keeping this outside of the LGS, that the only way an LGS can get this is to pay full retail price and then sell it, is ridiculous. And it's short-sighted and it's shitty. And they shouldn't be doing it. Not in the middle of a pandemic. Like, how dare you, Wizards?
Honestly, like, in general, with Secret Lairs, I feel like they're cutting into the LGS's already thin, you know, margins for what they use to get their money, because singles is where they made their money. Now they're basically reprinting singles. Now, granted,
now they're just printing new singles.
Yeah, I mean, it's alternate art, all that stuff, you know, and that's, it's like, it's very specialized things. So, like, if you don't want to get, you know, the Goblins set, loud noise, you know, the loud explosion noises or whatever, or the Yargle one, you know, nobody's forcing you to do that. You can get Swords to Plowshares some other way.
Right.
I don't know. It's so...
I hate that they're bypassing the LGS. And
I would rather they didn't bypass the... I would like to see LGS as being able to get, even if it's not an unlimited amount, being able to get like 10 or 15.
Right.
At even a slight discount, to be able to sell it back and not have to gouge it to make a profit.
Exactly. And that's the thing. And then I can't help thinking, and again, we've always kind of given Mauro a little bit of leeway because, you know, we like him. And I mean, I bust his balls, but I just do it because I like the guy and it's funny. I'm a little pissed about something else with regards to these. And this is the third thing I'm really angry about, is that they've gone out of their way to say, okay, we're not going to build mechanically unique buy a box promos anymore. We're going to go back to skinning a card that's in the set, which is what they just did with.
Right.
All right. And I was about that. I'm like, you know, after the Nexus of Fate, after Kenrith kind of made ripples, after, you know, even you could go so far as to say, you know, the brawler there, Korvold, okay, and the uniqueness of that and how it impacted Standard, they were saying, hey, look, we're not going to do that anymore. When in actuality, what they actually meant to say was, you know what? What we realized is that, you know, you guys that are buying boxes, you're going to buy boxes whether we give you a good promo or not. So why would we do that when we could sell you this card? Like, these all could have been buy a box promo cards. And what they've done is they've now moved, and this is what I'm really worried about, is that they're going to move that out of Standard. And it's only a matter of time, if this is successful, and it's going to be, that there's going to come cards that they're going to say Standard playable because they fit the theme of whatever. Like, I will not be surprised if the buy a box promos, or there is a secret lair around the Harry Potter set, whatever they're calling it, the School of Magic.
That would be the for Strixhaven. Yeah. That would be doubly bad. And I can see it now. I know, but here's two reasons why it would be bad. One, the issue that you have about Standard legal cards being unique and potentially powerful. Two, Harry Potter franchise right now is not in the best PR place, thanks to...
Thank you very much, J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, J.K. Rowling has really dug herself a very, very deep hole over the things she
has said.
Everybody
still loves Harry Potter.
Everybody still loves Harry Potter, but there would be extra backlash, especially with Wizards' history, especially with Wizards' history of disdain towards the LGBTQ community because of their focus on the Chinese market.
Look, I mean, at the end of the day, all right, a lot of people out there are able to separate, you know, the work from the person. Like, look, I'm not saying that every time I watch The Usual Suspects, I don't feel a little bit dirty, and there isn't a moment where I'm like, oh God, he's so good in this movie. Why is he such a deplorable asshole of a human being? I'm talking of Kevin Spacey. Like, you know, but you watch that. I can't help it. That's one of my 20 favorite movies of all time. Like, if The Usual Suspects is on and I'm flipping channels, I don't really flip, but I mean, if I'm flipping channels and it's there, I'm watching it. Like, it's that good of a movie. But
yeah, but you're not spending money on it.
No, well, I mean, I bought it twice. But
yeah, but I mean, this is
yeah, but I'm what I guess I'm saying is that I think, but I'm using it as an example of our culture. Like, thankfully, and I'm okay with this. Like, we need to move to a place where I'm not a big fan of cancel culture. I'm a fan of, like, okay, you're a deplorable human being. We're not going to, you know, partake of your wares going forward, but, you know, there are people out there that want to be like, well, we should never ever view the Cosby Show is a horrible show that should be removed from television. Why? Because Bill Cosby is a deplorable human being? Like, he was an actor. He was acting. I mean, he's not the, you know, the Cosby Show was funny. I still laugh at it every once in a while. You watch that show and it's like, okay, it's funny.
Yeah, the barbecue sauce scene takes.
Oh, let's not even go there. But I think with Harry Potter, I will not be surprised if at the Strixhaven that the secret lair comes out and it's Harry Potter cards that are uniquely, and hey, it meshes with the synergies of Strixhaven and they're standard legal. I'll be like, you motherfuckers. But I won't be surprised.
If they do it as a skin, it's totally different.
A skin just, is perfectly if they, okay, but I don't think
yeah, if they
going
do it
do
as a skin,
anymore.
it's not going to be as big of a deal because and if it's an optional thing,
I don't think they're going to do that anymore. I think this is going to sell like gangbusters.
Oh, it absolutely will.
This morning and I waited in a queue for 30 minutes.
Could be 10 seconds.
Maybe there was problems.
This is going to sell well because it's a cross promotional thing. They're going to draw in people who don't normally play Magic. I will say that Chris Hardwick really phoned it in when he was promoting it.
Of course
it.
He did, because he doesn't play Magic and he didn't want to represent like he does. And that's what the one thing I admire about him is he's a shill, but he's not like a hypocritical one. He won't be like, yeah. He probably beat up on guys playing Magic at some point.
I feel bad though, because you could tell he didn't really want to do it. I wish that he was something of a, and maybe it's because he hates the idea too. Maybe he does play Magic and he hates the idea.
It's possible.
He loves The Walking Dead. Maybe he plays Magic because he's a geek. You know, maybe he plays this game. I don't know. And maybe he's a huge fan and maybe he thinks this is a terrible idea. Because it is a blatant cash grab.
Oh.
You got me. You sucked me in. But I'm doing it.
We've bought our first
only
secret
as a collector.
It's
the first one. If the fetch lands had been $50, I would have bought that one first.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
That's another. Yeah, it's a whole other thing. But I didn't. I wish there was a way I could have gotten these without supporting them directly, and then also not being ripped off. Because on the secondary market, these are already going for $130, $140, $150.
Are you gonna sell yours?
No, not unless it goes for like $1,000 or more.
Yeah, and then that's what I'm.
Because this is the thing. It's gonna be a collector's item. Mm-hmm. And it's just I wish there was a way to get these without having to
screw
directly support Wizards to do it. You know what I mean? And I also don't want to pay an arm and a leg to get this, but there's that fear of missing out. Mm-hmm. And this is the first time they've done this. Will they do this again? It looks like they will.
Oh, I'll guarantee you they will.
Yeah. So it's conflicting. It shouldn't be. It should be a slam dunk. No, don't get these. But yeah, this is where we are in Magic now, and it sucks. I really would rather that Secret Lairs stick to cards that I would rather Secret Lair would be a thing that where, yes, they do reprints of alternate art cards and things like that, but that they also make it easier for LGS to get their hands on them to be able to sell them to people on their own if they want.
Right.
I don't like the idea of Wizards dipping their toes in this because, you know, LGSs have a hard enough time as it is. Unless they really have...
Pandemic.
Especially
Nobody's
during a pandemic, but
paper.
Like unless that game store has, you know, great ownership, a great business model,
like Kerwin's
really,
game store.
I didn't want to, you know, be an obvious shill, but yeah, like Kerwin. I mean, Kerwin's does a great job of running their business. There's other game stores out there who are you're like you're just yeah, You know, they might sell games on the side, but they're mostly some other kind of a store.
A bookstore, perhaps.
But, or a bookstore, yeah, something along those lines. But it's just, yeah. I feel like they missed an opportunity with this. If they were going to do this, there were ways they could have done this. Like, maybe they're printing these cards later on in different sets, and they're going to skin them in the reverse way. That, then, I'd be a little happier with that. Yeah, if they're going to do that, especially with the amount of backlash they've gotten, they can say, listen, we're developing cards that we can skin these onto.
Look, the original card... Kaldheim. They all would have fit Kaldheim. I'm sure there's zombies in Kaldheim.
Maybe.
Doing Viking
shit. But like...
So...
And that's the thing. They could have said, look, the original names of these cards will be the Walking Dead names, because that's how our partnership with AMC works. However, they're going to have secondary names that you can use. There's going to be skins you can get. They're going to show up in regular booster packs of this set or whatever. Right. And then I think it would be like, okay, this sucks for now, but we can deal with it because we know a fix is coming. Now, if they do it, it's going to be totally patronizing, and it's not going to have the same effect.
And again, like, here's my thing, and to get to sidetrack, and I know we're running a little over, so, but to get into a small sidetrack too, I mean, you know, everybody's talking about the Commander Rule Committee, and now they've been bought out, whatever. Guys, they were always bought out. Forget about it. But
I'm not getting into that conspiracy
theory.
Yeah,
no, they 100% were. I mean, if you're sanctioned by Wizards, you're going to be, yeah. But in any event,
not even going.
But in any event, you can't ban them now. The time to have banned those cards would have been before the sale. Like, at this point, if you ban them, you're dicks. Like, to be quite honest, because I've bought mine intending to probably crack them and put them into Commander decks, because why not? But yeah, like, so get behind them. They're coming. These cards are coming. They're not going to be banned in Commander. They're going to be playable. And it is what it is, you know? And we have to decide as a community how we're going to go forward. You know, I bought this one. I hope I have the intestinal fortitude to say, you know what? I'm not going to buy this next one. Like, I want them to help the game stores. I do not want to put just money in Hasbro's pocket directly. I don't feel the need to do that.
Right.
You know, so, but I think that's it. I mean, listen, we did have our Planeswalker call. I guess we could talk about that a little bit next week, some of the changes we're going to be making, because, I mean, we are running a little bit over. But, you know, we had a good call with everyone. And... no, we did have a good call with
everyone!
So, but, yeah, I think we should just go ahead and, what do you think? You want to start wrapping this up?
Yeah, I think we've frothed at the mouth long enough.
Johnny, we can't play Captain. It's already dead.
Or is it?
No, they pulled the videos and everything, dude. I ain't never seen anything like
that.
24
hours. There was a late tweet by the guy who did it today, so it might not be as dead as you think. We'll talk about that.
All right. Let's go ahead and get to
End Step.
All right, so Aramis and I, we're at End Step, and, you know, as we're rolling up our play mats, putting our cards back in the boxes, grabbing the pizza boxes and running them over to the trash, because damn it, your mother still does not work at this game store. We want to remind you that both Aramis and I, more Aramis than I these days, stream Arena, and I tend to stream more Minecraft these days, on the Planeswalkers Podcast channel on Twitch. Just look up Planeswalkers Podcast. You can also find our show there. We stream there. Anytime we stream anything, whether it's the podcast, Commander Craft, or any of Arena, it's going there. So please, by all means, check that out. And hey, follow me on Twitch. I'm at MindCrime73.
Yep, and I have been streaming lately on the Planeswalkers Podcast channel. I've been doing a lot of drafting of Zendikar Rising. Hoping to be back on tomorrow to do a little more of that. Maybe play a little bit of Standard now that they've stopped banning things for 5 minutes.
Right.
So if you want to follow us again, Planeswalker Podcast on Twitch, my personal Twitch handle is RmekWRX, but right now, anytime I've been going directly onto the Planeswalkers Podcast channel, because that's really where we want to get our views. So look for us there. If Twitter is more your speed, and you want to follow the show that way, you can find us on Twitter at Planeswalker Pod.
Yes. And my personal Twitter is at WR Benson, but let's be honest there, I'm really there only so I could follow my favorite band and yours, ABBA. I mean, I'm just a big ABBA fan, so, I mean...
Isn't it ABBA?
ABBA. What? It doesn't matter. You know what? It's what I say. I'm the fan, sir. So I tend not to post very much. I'm just a big ABBA slash, you know, Christine McVie from Fleetwood Mac, man. I'm just all about both those things. But... So I don't tweet very often, but you can also follow us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/plainstalker. That's plainstalker without the S at the end. Like and follow our page there and our Discord, which is, I'm very, very happy with how Discord is going lately. We have a pretty great community in there. You can find that at discord.plainstalkerspodcast.com.
Yep, and finally, if you want to send us an email to let us know how you think the show is going, if you have an idea for the show, a question for either one of us about deck building, limited advice, commander, standard, why Benson hates all these really bad bands. Why do you hate those bands?
What do you mean?
Or like them? What? I don't know.
I don't hate bands. I love bands.
You love all the bad ones. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I love... Dude... My wife has said it many, many times that she's just come to realize that in my world, they literally stopped making music in the year 2001.
You've missed some good stuff.
No, then. I have not, anyway. Dude. It's all pretty much crap now. It's all like auto-tuned and drum machines and lack of real musicians. It's literally people that play Rock Band and look pretty are now musicians. Like Mick Jagger... with as ugly a man as he is, could not be a rock star today because he's ugly. But we have a Justin Bieber. Like,
I don't disagree with you there, but the rest of that is so elitist.
You know
anyway.
What? It is. I'm 100% a freaking music snob. I don't care.
Podcast at plainstalkerspodcast.com is our email address. If you want to send us an email and let all of us know how much I'm right and he's right.
Yeah. And then here's the thing. If you want to try to convince me I'm wrong, feel free. We'd love to have you do that and just realize I'm going to make fun of you and I have a microphone. So
you do that anyway.
Yeah. I want to remind you guys, too, that I actually also have another podcast I work on. It is on hiatus right now. Legends of Tomorrow. It's a, you know, it's a DC show that's on the CW. They're on hiatus probably till mid to late 2021. But in that meantime, we are doing something called Flashcraft. It's basically we're building DC universe type stuff in Minecraft. We're just about done with the Legion of Doom. We're moving on to Wayne Manor, dude. I'm all about that. I'm like, I constantly build Wayne Manor in Minecraft. So I'm very excited for that. But you can find out more. That's on, you know, I stream that on my Twitch page and, you know, but it's called Flashcraft, hashtag Flashcraft, looked it up. But you can find us on Facebook at Legends TV Talk. But with all that information, I think it's time. So we're going to back on out of here. It's running a little late. We want to thank you guys for giving us the week off, letting us take it off. We'll be back next Monday with more information. We'll probably be going over some of the deck lists and things for this weekend. Don't forget Wednesday night's Commander Craft where we're using the pre-cons. So we got to find a fourth person. So, hey, if you want to play, let us know. We need a fourth. But for Aramis Perez, this is Will Benson saying again, thank you for listening. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll see you on Wednesday for Commander Craft and reminding you to always leave some of your mana untapped because you never know when you'll need it. Take care and have a good week. Bye-bye.